niggas. Ladies and gentlemen, H to the Izzo. I want to thank everybody out there for their purchase. You surely appreciate it. What you about to witness is my thoughts.
Just my thoughts, man.
Right or wrong, just what I was feeling at the time. You ever felt like this? Vibe with me.
Walk with a nigga, man.
Vibe with me. Yo, gather round, hustlers, that's if you're still living. And get on down to that old jig rhythm. Here's a couple of jewels to help you get through your bit in prison. A ribbon in the sky, keep your head high. Young Vito, voice of the young people. Mouthpiece for hustlers, I'm back, motherfuckers. Your reign on the top was shorter than leprechauns. You can't fuck with ho, what type of ex you're on? I got great lawyers for cops, so dress warm. Charges don't stick to duty, Teflon. I'm too sexy for jail like I'm right, said Fred. I'm
not guilty. Hi. Hello, my friends. Welcome to another episode here on this little show named Tay's Tidbits. I am your host, Shantae, here to kick it with you for a few minutes. I appreciate you joining me, taking some time out of your day to listen to what the fuck I have to say. You are appreciated. Hope that this podcast finds you well, in a good mental space, a good physical space. I hope you're healthy. I hope you feel good in whatever respective place you find yourself listening to this. I hope it brings something to you. I hope that you walk away from it better than when you pressed play. That is my hope for episode number 9. And for you, my sweet, dear listener, want you to know, as always, that I love you very much for listening. I appreciate all of your support and feedback. And we are here. We're here to figure some shit out together. This is a special episode for me. Not that the ones prior to today weren't special, but because this is difficult for me. It's not something that I want to talk about, but we're here and we're going to do it because it needs to be done. I can't shy away from it. I promised on episode 1 and coming into putting this show together that it would always be true to me, that it would always be honest, and that it would always be authentic. So the space that I find myself in currently, I have to talk about it. So that's kind of just where I am. I don't want to overthink it or anything like that. That's where we are. So let's see. I want to discuss how obstacles, setbacks, crises, things that happen in our lives cause us to deviate from maybe what our plans and our goals are. I think that anytime we set out to do something new or we set out to do something different, we have to expect that there will be things that will come into play to cause our plans not to go completely smoothly. It doesn't matter what we're, you know, whatever it is that we're talking about as far as a plan goes. There are always going to be things that will cause upsets. If you are close to me in life, in real life, then you know that I am in the middle of a divorce. I'm not going to do too much setup and preface and anything like that for this episode. I'm going with it, and I hope you just stay with me. I just have to get through this. This is a lot, and it's really hard. So I don't have the mental space to do too many setups and tell too many backstories and make it pretty, if that makes sense. Anyway, so yes, in the middle of the dissolution of a 10-year marriage, and I truly thought that I could get through without talking about it on this platform. That's not the case. There's really no way around it. It's a huge part of my life, and there's no way for me to pretend as if it doesn't affect who I am and what I bring to this show. Again, I thought that I would be able to make an exception just for this one thing, because it is so personal and because it is so private. I thought that I would be able to avoid talking about it, and I can't. And it's not that I don't want to. And the reason why I am doing it is because I feel like it is important to share all of the things that have transpired in my life. This is a show full of stories of victory and overcoming and making it through things and getting to the other side of hard things. And I am here to remind each of you all of the time that you can do hard things, that you are enough, and that you can do anything and make it through anything that you set your mind to. And while I am proud of those stories of victory, this podcast is about the human experience, and the human experience is not always great. My life is not a bed of roses. I always say roses. Whatever flower is the prettiest and doesn't have thorns. It probably is a bed of roses, because there's beautiful flowers with thorns. But what I'm saying is, it's not me tiptoeing through the tulips. I don't want there to be any confusion. I don't want anybody to think that I have it all together, that I have all the answers, that I have things figured out. And because I may have made it through and learned some lessons, that I am in a better place than anybody listening to this podcast. Be very, very clear that I struggle, and I struggle every single day. And I have moments where I wonder if any of the work that I did stuck. So I say that to say that going through this divorce amid a global pandemic has truly rattled my mental health. And it's done so mainly because of the denial for me. I am not going to go into detail about my marriage or my divorce, but I will say that I did not take into account any of the real emotions or feelings that would come with the relationship ending. The relationship ended very well. My ex and I are great friends. We are great co-parents. We have an agreement and we have an understanding, and it works very, very well. There's no animosity. There's no toxicity. There's none of that. It doesn't matter. No matter how good or bad a relationship is, when it ends, it sucks. And in the beginning, when the relationship ended, I just kind of continued to go through the motions, and I didn't even think about any of it. And I began to realize that all I was doing was masking my emotions and avoiding them and distracting myself with food, with wine. Before I knew it, I'm packing on pounds. Things are happening, and I'm like, okay, so what you're doing is everything but what needs to be done, which is to acknowledge how the end of this relationship affected you. I think myself included, I think that when we start to feel a certain way about whether it's, you know, the loss of a relationship, a friendship, a job, when we feel that pain, we take that as an indicator that something needs to change. So if I break up with my partner and I'm hurt, then sometimes, you know, we'll tell ourselves that we need to go back in order to make that hurt go away. And I am a person who is very good at avoiding things that are painful and using other things in order to distract myself from feeling any type of deep, deep pain. Trauma is triggering for, you know, obvious reasons. And when I start to feel like something is going to make me super, super sad, super upset, or even spiral into a depression, that fear will cause me to go in the opposite direction by any means necessary. Distract, distract, distract. Shop, drink, eat. Distract, distract, distract. And I found myself in a place of not being able to do that. And when I looked myself in the mirror and I realized that I had to face this thing head on, I knew that I had to come on this show and I had to talk about it. Because this show is also a part of my healing. It is the way that I have decided to process the current state of my life. And it's not only me talking about the good times and the amazing stories and triumphs through therapy and things like that. The last year has been not easy for me. And I am realizing that the choice to get up every day and to kind of put one foot in front of the other and to continue to go on through life and to take care of my kids and to go to work and to, you know, do the things that I need to do to keep things in order and flowing does not negate that I was struggling. For me, the biggest indicator was the inconsistency in taking care of myself. There was a time where taking care of myself was at the forefront and there was no deviation from that. I went to the gym. I ate healthy. I did what I needed to do. I drank my water. I took my vitamins. Like, I did those things and I did them over and over again consistently. What I found throughout the course of the last year and just in general, I've learned with me and my life is that when I am distracting and when I am uncomfortable and when I am in a space of uncertainty, that is the first thing that changes. Fall off of my workout routine, stop eating the way I know that I should eat, start drinking more wine. Like, it's like clockwork. And there's no judgment in that. So I want you to understand me. It's not really about me criticizing those choices because I found comfort in those things, not realizing that I was in pain and I was just comforting and distracting myself from dealing with it. The fear of the unknown. I don't know how much this is going to hurt. I don't know how badly I'm going to take this. I don't know if I really can deal with this. This is the first time that I've ever had to deal with anything like this. What is this really going to look like? I don't even want to know. I don't even want to acknowledge it. And even in therapy, like, my therapist would ask me, like, how do you feel about, you know, and I'm just like, I'm fine, because I truly felt like I was. I truly felt like there is nothing for me to be sad about. There is nothing for me to cry about. There's nothing for me to, you know, to mope about, to mourn or to grieve. And I told myself that. And I really, really, really held on to that belief that I did not need to mourn a relationship that had really ended long time ago, and two people who made a decision that they just weren't going to be together anymore. It happens all the time. It's not anything that is bad. And this is how I thought about it. This is how I viewed it. And I can't even tell you today that I think differently. But what I am saying is something inside of me knew better than that. And there was some type of emotional response to it. I'm still working on figuring out what that is. But I do know that the distracting and the avoidance and the lying and the denial did not behoove me. So here I find myself in a different mental space where I don't know exactly what it is that I'm feeling. I don't know exactly how to mourn and grieve the relationship, but I do know that I need to focus on the things that I did prior, which is taking care of myself. That's important to me, and it's non-negotiable for me. So I have shifted back into that mode and back into that mindset. But I'm here to, to encourage you guys to feel. The healing is truly in the feeling. And, you know, I don't know, next episode after that, I may come back and, you know, the story may be different and I may have some type of, you know, testimony around where I got to, but this is where I am. And it's not a fun place. It's not a comfortable place. It's not an exciting place. It's not something that I would have ever imagined for my life. I thought with all of the work that I had done and everything that I was, you know, so super pumped up and excited about, that I would not find myself back here. And when I say back here, I totally some days feel like I am at square one, where I have to drag myself to say my affirmations. I have to just not beat myself up incessantly because of, oh, well, you gained weight, or you haven't worked out in 3 weeks, or, you know, look what you're eating and how much water have you drank. Like, that voice has come back and I'm like, how did I end up here again? So, like I said at the top of the episode, any journey, you just have to expect that there are going to be things that will happen that will maybe set you off track or maybe set you back. But the journey does not end. I'm still on this road. I'm still journeying toward optimal mental health, and I will not ever give up on the things that I know I need to do to keep myself well. You know, it's like when you go to the doctor and the doctor says, well, you have, you know, strep throat, for example, and here is the course of antibiotics and you have to take all of them. And like, you can't just stop on day 5 if you have a 10-day course. So it's like, I know that I have to continue on this course. I have to continue and to see this thing all the way through. And while I'm on this road, there are going to be moments like this. There are going to be times like this. I couldn't have predicted that we would be in the middle of a global pandemic almost a year later. I couldn't have predicted that I would be affected the way that I'm affected by the end of the relationship. And please, again, hear me out and be very clear. I'm not sad. Like, I'm in a whole new relationship. I'm not. But what I'm saying is, I didn't allow myself to feel whatever it was that I needed to feel when the situation ended, and it caused me to backslide, if you will. Don't deny your feelings, you guys. Allow yourself to feel and to sit in those feelings and know that the healing is found in those feelings. And it's okay to feel. I am a person who does very, very, and the interesting conundrum is that I'm incredibly sensitive and emotional, and I cry. Like, I have no problem with that. At the same time, I avoid uncomfortable feelings at any cost. And I don't know if that makes sense, because it doesn't even make sense to me all of the time. Like, if something is painful and if it's going to cause me to be really, 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 really sad, I will avoid it. And I don't care what it is, whether it's a movie, if it's something on the internet, like news, anything that's going to trigger just deep, deep sadness, I won't do it. I don't know what it is, but at the same time, I'm completely comfortable with showing vulnerability, with being transparent and honest, even if that means that I don't look cool. So even if that means that I'm going to cry, even if that means that my voice is going to crack and I'm not going to sound perfect, I'm okay with that because that's who I am. But at the same time, man, I will avoid pain. I avoid painful stuff. I don't do well with feeling pain, physical or emotional at all. I don't enjoy it. I don't like it. And I will do anything to avoid it. So I'm figuring it out. I'm finding my way. I'm learning how to cope in healthier ways. And I have the tools, and I've had them, and I have used them, and they have been great in the past. So I know that they work. But if there's any time that I deserve grace, compassion, or all of those things that I've talked about with you guys from episodes 1 through 8, it's now. So I have to remind myself, and I want you guys to know that beyond the shadow of a doubt, that anything that comes out of my mouth on this platform, I am the first partaker of, and I have to be the first partaker. I'm not here to preach to you guys. We are in this shit together. This is a conversation amongst friends. There's nothing that I can't talk about that I have not been through. And if I'm suggesting or encouraging, it's because I'm talking to myself as well as I'm talking to you. I encourage myself through this platform the same way I encourage you guys. I'm no better off. I'm no higher up. I am figuring it out as I go. And some days I don't know my head from a fucking hole in the ground. And that's the truth. Some days I feel like I am the queen that I am, and I really am out here bossed up with my shit together. And other days I'm fucking looking for my phone with it in my hand. You just have to understand my life in its entirety. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. And if that causes judgment, if that causes me to lose, listen, it is what it is. But this is my show. This is my life. And this is my truth. And I am still figuring it out. And while I am in the middle of one of the hardest things that I've ever gone through, I can't come on here and pretend like life is rainbows and sunshine, because that's not what it is for me right now. I am blessed. I am thankful. I am optimistic. I believe in love and in relationships. I'm not jaded or any of those things. However, I am dissolving a relationship that lasted a decade. And there's a lot that comes with that, even if it's amicable. And I can't deny that anymore. I can't deny that that doesn't affect me day to day, because it does. And not acknowledging it did not change the fact that it was there. It just showed up in different ways, and I just acted out subconsciously. Does that make sense? And the first thing that I would do is take it out on myself. And definitely without second thought. I think so many things we do in life, we do so subconsciously, especially things that are habitual. We're human beings, so we do things out of habit. It's the way that we were created. Our brains love routine. It loves to do the things that we always do. So I would find myself doing and defaulting back to certain things that I just always did. sad, eat pizza, drink wine. Like, and I know that those aren't things that are foreign. I know that they aren't. But the issue for me, and let me just be clear, the issue for me is not the divorce. The issue for me is not even the weight gain or the lack of exercise. The issue for me is what all of that caused for my mental state. I never want to be in a space where I don't allow myself the grace to make mistakes. A lot of my childhood was predicated upon rewarding good behavior. And what that does to a human being, a young human being, is it teaches you that you're only good enough if you're doing things right. I'm trying to be very clear with my words because I don't want to like generalize this, but I want to make sure that I'm making it as plain as possible. So if you make up your bed the right way, if you get good grades, if you use your manners, these are the things that are acknowledged. These are the things that are talked about. Everything else is judged and criticized and punished. And there's no space for common human behavior. So anything that's outside of good or bad is not even acknowledged. So I never learned what it's like to just allow myself to be a human being who's just flawed and who it was like I would feel good about myself when I was doing the right things. If I'm working out, if I'm meal prepping. So I would tie my self-worth, and I say would and do, tie my self-worth to the things that I do. If people are proud of me, if they congratulate me, if I feel loved, if I feel accepted, then I feel good. On the other hand, if I wasn't, now these are all behavioral things. If I wasn't doing these things, it would have the adverse effect. So if I missed the gym for 3 days, if I, you know, then immediately I would remove that, those rewards and the claps and the cheers and the feeling of esteem, right? The regard in which I would hold myself. So the honest truth is that I've learned here lately that my worth and my esteem were all tied to things that I did for myself that were, because of my conditioning, considered good. And what hit me like a ton of bricks was the fact that regardless, I say this for myself and I'm saying it for each one of you, regardless if you are showing up in a way that is ideal, I'm not saying that it's not the best for me, for my life, and for my health, for me to maintain certain things. I should exercise. I should eat well. I should go to therapy. I should meditate. I should journal. I should pray. I should. These are things that I should do. That does not change that. However, if and when, because I am a human being, I shift from those things, it does not change the amount of love that I deserve. Does not change the amount of love that you deserve. We are not only to be rewarded when we're good and punished when we're bad. And good and bad being subjective, because I am now learning that grace and compassion are most effective in the moments when the shit hits the fan. Now, right now, where I find myself in my life, right now is when I deserve that grace that I tattooed on my wrist for this very reason. It's when I deserve to remind myself to fail forward. The two words that I tattooed on my arm for this very reason. because life is cyclical and we find ourselves going through the same things and responding in similar ways. Because again, we are creatures of habit. We are created to do things in routine. So when I find myself, oh, wow, okay, so this happened. This is how I responded to it. I'm not feeling so good about myself. All right, let me. But what I cannot do is divert back to just, I'm just going to throw everything that I know out the window and just completely come down on myself and criticize and judge myself incessantly. It's not beneficial. It's not beneficial to me, and it's not beneficial to anyone around me. And again, these are all internal thoughts. These are all things that I think about myself and things that I say to myself inside. This is not anything that has been said to me. These are not any external factors putting pressure on me to do one thing or the other. My dude is incredibly great with compliments and all of those things. I don't feel any type of way about the way that I look as far as his happiness goes. This is me. And whether or not I decide, okay, I'm going to scale back. Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to eat better. I'm going to whatever. I'm going to drop a few pounds. Whatever it is, I deserve to love myself. And that's where I got so frustrated, because I'm like, how the fuck did I end up back here? Like, where I'm in a position where I forgot the affirmations? Like, did I forget what works? Did I forget how to shift into, okay, no, this is what we do. All of the things that I would tell you guys, all of the things that I would tell my friends, all of the things that I have spoke about over and over and over countless times, all of the therapy sessions, all of the this is years of work, years of work. And to feel like the rug has been snatched from up under me, it was just life altering. Like, it was like somebody took the wind out of me. Like, it was, I could not believe that I was in this space. And that's just the honest truth. I don't believe that this is permanent. I believe that it's situational. I believe that going through a divorce will do what has been done to me emotionally. And I do believe that I'll be fine. And then I'll find myself on the other side of it. But this is where I am currently. And, you know, I have moments that are better than others, but I have lots of self-deprecating negative moments that I did not have before. So, I mean, y'all pray for me. you know, I laugh after I say that, but I really truly mean that. And I appreciate that I'm able to be honest with you guys. And I hope that you receive it well. I really wish that I had better news for you. I really wish that I had more optimistic vibes and more positive things to say. But, you know, we find ourselves going through shit as human beings, and that's just is what it is. What I did not want is to be dishonest, and I feel like omitting this large portion of where I am would have been lying. That's just how I feel about it. I don't think that it is possible to be true to myself and to avoid such a huge chunk of what's going on with me. I don't have much of a poker face. I don't do very well with pretending. That even the tone of my voice gives away when something is happening with me. So this is a podcast and it's not visual, but you can hear in my voice that it's not the normal, I guess, jolly, upbeat tone. So, I'm glad that I did this. I'm glad that I decided to get this out and to share this with you guys. And although it's never easy to be this vulnerable, There's something rewarding about it. It truly is. I hope that this episode lands well. I hope that the people who it's supposed to help, it helps if it can help. But if I can be a lesson of anything, let me be one of perseverance, because I refuse to give up. I won't. I will continue to fight. And I have absolutely no plans of giving in to anything that is less than what I deserve. And I deserve the best. And the best starts with me. I deserve to give myself the best. I don't look to anyone in life to do anything for me that I would not do for myself. And I deserve the treatment, not only that I would ask of someone who loved me, but that I give to the people who love me. The love that I freely give to those around me, I deserve that for myself. And I know that to be the truth, and I won't let go of that. I won't give up on that. And I will continue to tell myself over and over and over again, you are enough. And that's what I'm going to leave you guys with. It's a very, very powerful affirmation. It is the one that I am holding on to in this current space. I am enough. Nothing broken, nothing missing. And that is, I hope that you guys get something from that. I hope that even if it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, that you begin to say it and that you start to believe that you are, because you are. You truly are, just as you are, just as you came here with all that you offer to the world, you are enough. I love you guys. I really, really do. I appreciate each one of you. Shout out to everyone who listened for the first time. I hope you enjoyed your first experience on this ride with me. Shout out to everyone who's been listening from episode one and everyone in between. Thank you guys for sharing this podcast with your friends and your family. Thank you for every repost, every retweet, every share. I appreciate all of the support. There is no podcast without you guys. So every time you reach out to me, every time you let me know how you feel about each episode, I am humbled. I truly, truly am. Trying to find a song to take us out. Thank you for listening to episode 9. I look forward to meeting you guys back here in a couple weeks for episode 10. Be sure to follow the podcast page on Instagram, Taze.Tidbits. Follow me on Instagram, _IamShantae_. Yeah, send me a DM. Don't forget, you guys, if you purchased the merch and you took a picture in it, DM it to me directly. Because if you post on Instagram, sometimes if you tag me, they don't let me know. And I don't want to miss anything. And I don't want you guys to think that I am ignoring you, because I'm not. And there have been a couple people who've posted and I had no idea. And that makes me really, really sad. So I don't want to miss you. DM me if you have my number, text me, but I will always repost all of your pictures. So make sure you send them to me directly. You guys have a great morning, evening, day, whatever time it is that you're listening to this. I look forward to next episode. I will see you guys on the interwebs, chat with you there. As always, do no harm, but take no shit. That is the mantra. You love someone, reach out to someone that you haven't spoken to, that you've been thinking about, not tomorrow, today. Text them, call them, hug someone, kiss someone, let someone know that you love them. Life is short, tomorrow is not promised, and we need one another.
I gotta be like the pioneer to this shit, you know. I was popping that crystal when a lot of y'all niggas thought it was beer and shit. You know? Wearing that platinum shit when all y'all chicks thought it was silver and shit. I gotta really be the pioneer to this shit, man. Bottom line. I'ma show y'all how to do it. Check. Yo, I spit that other shit, that's a nice motherfucker shit. Fed time follow me around, deep cover shit, nigga. You bear money, I'm all year money. I'm popping, you ain't gotta count it, it's all live money. I never change money, cause niggas got strange money. Knocked up, marked up, fucked up in the game money. I got bail money, double XL money. You got flash now, but time will reveal money. I spit the hottest shit, you need it, I got it shit. That down south, Master P, bout it shit. I got blood money, straight up thug money. That brown paper bag under your mattress, drug money. You got show dough, little to no dough. Sell a bunch of records and you still owe.